Welcome to Homeschool Companion, your source for information, motivation, and inspiration. If you're part of the homeschool community or simply interested in learning more about home-based education, stay tuned. Together, we'll examine the latest resources, learning styles, and teaching techniques. We'll speak with experts in the field to help you uncover every homeschool advantage. We'll also present suggestions on how to keep Christ in the curriculum as we explore fresh ways to teach and learn. Here's your Homeschool Companion host, author, educator, and children's ministry specialist, Dr. Rose Gamblin.
Welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for being with us. All week we're celebrating the fact that we've been on the air for more than 15 years. It's a miracle. Well, today's devotion is titled, Weeds Aren't Always Weeds. Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment. John 7:24. A large city in the United States has a law forbidding weeds to be more than 12 inches high in certain exclusive sections of town. A prominent lawyer who liked wildflowers lived in one of these exclusive sections. He let part of his very large yard grow naturally. The project was very successful, and soon he had what to him was a delightful collection of wildflowers and native plants growing in profusion. They didn't require watering, and they didn't have to be fertilized because they were plants that naturally grew well in that part of the country. The city had a weed inspector who just couldn't see anything but weeds in the lawyer's yard. He said the plants were obnoxious and were growing more than 12 inches high, so he took the wildflower gardener to court and accused him of breaking the law. The lawyer welcomed the trial and defended himself. He pointed out that what the weed inspector called weeds was actually goldenrod, milkweed, wild sunflowers, wild oats, and Johnson grass. He further stated that while some called these plants weeds, they were very valuable and well worth preserving. He had established in his own yard a natural park, a wildlife preserve. The jury returned a verdict that the man who loved wildflowers was not guilty of breaking any law. The law by which he was judged was not perfect because it did not define it in terms sufficiently. God's law is perfect. However, we must even then be careful that we do not misjudge another person's motives. This is part of Jesus' argument in our text for today. He is saying, look below the surface, try to judge fairly on the merits of the case because of what is in the heart. Were this always done, justice would be much better served. Man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. And I think that's such a great lesson for all of us. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day, and I pray that each one of us will draw closer to you and feel your spirit moving with us. Be with us as we interact with others, that our actions will be your actions towards them. And be with this show, Lord, that it will bless. All this I pray in thy holy name. Amen. Ta-da! Arts and crafts. I love the devotion, Weeds Aren't Always Weeds. And so in my Pinterest site, and you can go there at MR Gamblin too, I put a seed collecting guide and also a time lapse of someone who planted a wildflower bed. It's so cool to see how the little seeds come up and eventually blossom into these cool little wildflowers. So have fun learning. Curriculum Corner. All week we're talking about why we should celebrate. Yesterday we talked about the fact that celebration creates joy. So if you feel down in the dumps, maybe you have the winter blues, find something to celebrate, something to be thankful for, and then celebrate it. Well, today we're going to talk about how celebration is good for your health and the health of your spouse and your children, for example. If you celebrate, oh, let's pick something. Let's celebrate the fact that we don't have to go to work today. Let's celebrate the fact that we're going to take a day off from school and we're just going to celebrate our freedom to be able to do that whenever we want to. As homeschoolers, we can do that whenever we want to. Let's celebrate the fact that we are all in good health. Let's have a good health celebration day. And you can incorporate that into learning about your health. Let's celebrate the fact that Susie is, you know, it's her halfway mark between her birthdays. Let's have a little mock birthday celebration. It's 1.5 years old or 2.5 years old. Even young children who can't talk yet, when they see their parents celebrating, they will just get so giddy with joy. It's so cute to watch. When you're down in the dumps and depressed, which is easy to get when you're a young mommy with lots of children, or if you're a young mommy with no, you know, or if you're a young wife and you haven't been able to have children. It is really sad. This world is sad. There's lots of things we can be sad about. But if you can refocus, change your paradigm, and say we're going to celebrate the things that we have, that attitude of gratitude will do so much for your health. Questions parents ask. Well, this question just goes right along with what we're talking about. Ashley's asking, is it okay to be a Christian and celebrate Christmas through being grateful for all God has provided for you and your family during the year, and having a tree because they are pretty, and buying your kids gifts because you love them? Yes, 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 and yes. I think it's a false sense of piety for people to be judgmental about other people's motives for celebrating Christmas. Just like celebration is good for your health, well, what better time? We don't know for sure when Jesus was born, but we know he was born. We don't know for sure the exact timing of when the shepherds came and when the wise men came, but we know they came. We don't know exactly how old Jesus was when he and his parents fled to Egypt to protect him, but we know it happened. And so choosing to celebrate it now and celebrate it at other times is perfectly wonderful. Different countries celebrate the wise men in January, and others celebrate other occasions, the Passover. It's all right. Whatever your family chooses to do to celebrate, or what a great occasion to celebrate then that Jesus has come to this earth to save us from our sins. And the evergreen tree has represented Christians for a long time because it's the one tree that stays green all the time. It represents eternal life. So that being said, you know, continue celebrating how you feel comfortable to celebrate. And the more you get into the Bible, I'm sure the more you will feel like I do, that we have majored in these minor nuances rather than embracing the beautiful picture of salvation. So Carissa writes that her fourth grader is really struggling with spelling, and I'm not the person to answer this question. But anyway, her fourth grader loves reading, has a large vocabulary, a great imagination, but she can't spell. She can't spell to save her life. She can learn the words enough to pass the spelling test, but she doesn't remember them after that. Well, guess what? I am the same way and have a PhD, for pity's sakes. Did you know that spelling is not a sign of intelligence? It's a sign that our brain wants to wrap around something more important than exactly how the letters of a word are put together. So don't major in the minors. With everything that we have nowadays, it won't stop her at all. I'd much rather see that creativity getting down on paper than be worried about if they spelled the words correctly. So I hope you will embrace my same mindset and just relax. This question's for me personally, and it's, do I enjoy teaching a certain subject more than other subjects? Well, the easiest subject to teach for me is math. That's why I'm still teaching math in a traditional church school, grades 6 through 11. So I'm going through Algebra 2. I'm going to transfer all of that, all the classes that I've built, I'm transferring over to my homeschool companion high school, virtual high school classroom, so I can help others teach their kids. It's really cool. I'm one of the teachers that also you know, even though I'm teaching face to face, I support it with online. And my students love so much coming and doing Jamboard with me with math problems that even on the days that they don't have to come, they'll check in and say, can we come to your virtual math class? And I have to say that my husband's made it so wonderful for me. I have a big green screen behind me so I can be sitting in a hobbit's castle or on a spaceship, and it all looks really cool. Anyway, math for me, but I love reading and writing and all of the other accoutrements as well. It's just they're more intensive as far as the grading. And okay, well, guys, we are to the end of this section of the show, and we're going to finish another interview with Randy Fischel. We're going to talk about his Tucker Barnes adventures, and you can go to his website. Be sure and do guidemagazine.org, all one word, guidemagazine.org, and I hope you'll stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Here's Dr. Rose Gamblin with a Mind Matter Minute.
The old belief of students as empty vessels waiting to be filled with knowledge has given way to the constructivist belief. Do you know what constructivist means? Constructivist is from the word to construct or build. Now we believe that the mind continuously builds understandings based on prior experiences and new information. The idea of a fixed intelligence has given way to a more flexible, gradual intellectual development dependent on external stimulation. The brain is like a jungle in which systems interact continuously and in a seemingly chaotic fashion, suggesting that mind matter thrives in a rich and problem-filled environment.
Mind Matter Minute is brought to you by MRG Media Ministry. For more information on topics about learning, go to mrgmediaministry.com. That's mrgmediaministry.com.
Poppy, when are we going to get through this jungle?
Don't. No.
Poppy, what was that?
I don't know, but I will check through the binoculars. Oh, my joy, it is a hippopotamus.
Oh, let me see.
This strap is around my neck.
Herbie the Hippo and I Can Read Animal Story. Check us out at homeschoolcompanion.org. That's all one word, homeschoolcompanion.org.
You have been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media. Be sure to join us on Facebook. Just type in the name Homeschool Companion. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.
Welcome, welcome. I'm here with guide editor Randy Fischel, who has devoted his life to getting great literature to kids and encouraging them to produce great literature. And on a previous show, we talked about an upcoming website that will be connected to your website, which is guidemagazine.org. And it's a course for writers. Just tell us a little bit about that, and then I want to talk about some of your books.
I'm really delighted to recap this Young Writer Certification course, which is at guidemagazine.org. And that is where young people, elementary school, upper elementary, middle school, even into high school, homeschoolers can take a 5-part course called Young Writer Certification Course. The course is entirely free. The stories that will be written, those who complete the course, all of the stories will be published on the website. And if the story kind of rises to the next level, then we will purchase it for a print publication in Guide Magazine and pay the young person for that story. So it's a great opportunity,
too. It is a great opportunity. You know, and as you were talking, I'm going, you know, we do these one-minute shows. One's called Kids Talk and one's called Teens Talk. And we have a scripted outline there, but it'd be a great marriage to add that as another component where a kid wrote just a 1-minute show. And then it would be, the tagline would be, go to guidemagazine.org to learn more. So as they're writing their story, they could also be writing this 1-minute show. It's only 7 lines, you know, and when you have to take and put your thoughts into just 7 lines, that's sometimes more of a challenge than writing it all out. But every story that they submit could also have this kids talk or teens talk thing, because we're always looking for those 1-minute pieces of information to make our shows last exactly 24-30. And we also have an agreement with some of our, they're not affiliates, but our networks. And they say, just give us, you know, put everything in there. Put make a file that's 1-minute shows. And so we could be promoting and encouraging our young people to write for broadcasting.
Yeah, I love that. I love that idea. Let's talk more about
that. We'll talk more about that. So now you have been you've been busy, not just with guidemagazine.org, but you've written some books. So I want to make sure I get that in. So just take us through each book that you've written in.
The most fun I've been having on just kind of non-guide products is I've started a, I don't know, even know quite what to call it. It's a combination visual. I was never a reader growing up. And so I said, what would somebody like me want to read? And so I'm a cartoonist of sorts. And so I've put together a combination illustrated book, character building book, this one called Tucker Digs In.
Tucker Digs In.
Tucker Digs In. It's part of the Tucker Barnes Adventure series. And Tucker Digs In is about, well, actually it's about me, but don't tell anybody that. Tucker Barnes is kind of what I call a hapless but well-meaning kid, and he's learning about God, he's learning about life. This particular book is about prayer, and through his metal detecting adventures, my favorite hobby, even as an adult, he discovers how to not only dig into the soil, but how to dig into God's word and prayer. My latest one was just released about a week ago, and that's Tucker Takes a Dive. And Tucker Takes a Dive, again, captures my fear of the swimming pool. When I was growing up, I had a fear of the deep end of the pool in particular. And Tucker Takes a Dive reveals Tucker Barnes' reluctance to get his feet wet in the deep end of the public pool. There are over 200 illustrations in that one. So it's heavily illustrated with lighthearted artwork. But the message is pretty profound in that it really looks at the biblical way of facing fear. Not that there is any magic solution, but God is always going to be your partner in facing life's challenges. And so I wanted to find a lighthearted way to communicate some of these things. And the Tucker Barnes Adventure series.
Adventure series. And can our listeners find those on Amazon.com or...
The latest one is Tucker Digs In is available at AdventistBookCenter.com, and Tucker Takes a Dive is available at Amazon.com. And if you want to include this, I have started a weekly illustrated feature on Instagram, and kids can go there and find Tucker Barnes at Tucker Barnes Adventures. And I post a new illustration there every week.
Okay, so Tucker Barnes, say that again, Instagram.
Yeah, Tucker Barnes Adventures at Instagram.com.
So when are you going to develop a course on illustrating? And
you know, Rose, one thing that I have taken seriously is 1 Corinthians, I think it's 9 verse 22. And that's a passage that talks about, you know, the Apostle Paul says that he tried to become all things to all people so they might win some for the gospel. One of the things that I've done is develop my cartooning skills. I actually asked God to help me do this because I didn't know if I had any such abilities. But God seems to have helped me develop my comic illustration skills. And right now, if kids want to see a new weekly Tucker Barnes comic, they can go to Instagram.com, or they can get their parents' permission to go to Instagram and look up Tucker Barnes Adventures. And I post a new three-panel comic strip there every week. And it's kind of a fun, character-building, spiritually enriching, goofy way for me to let kids know that God has a sense of humor, too.
And God does. Oh, wow. That's so fantastic, though. I love how, you know, we can use our imagination and glorify God with it.
Yeah.
Okay, next book.
Well, another book that I wrote over the years, and the Pacific Press Publishing Association just published, is called The Good Humor Guy. For many, many years, I wrote a humor column for Guide. And this book that just came out, it kind of takes, I guess, what you call the best of. I think they call it a best of book. And they've taken many of my humor columns and made them into a devotional kind of book. The subhead here is Kid-Friendly Twists on Timeless Bible Truths. And they're fun stories, many of them set in middle school. Some of them reveal some of my adult foibles, but most of them all of them relate to kids, young people. And it's just another fun way of sharing truth in printed form.
Amen. So,
and that one, by the way, is available at AdventistBookCenter.com as well. It's called The Good Humor Guy by Randy Fischel.
Well, Randy, I'm going to kind of put you on the spot here, but we would like to to introduce every show, we read a devotion from a devotional book for young people. Oh. So if we could have yours, we could do yours next. We're just finishing up one called Windows on God's World by James Tucker.
Yeah.
And it's been a blessing to us, but we're always looking for ways that, you know, that book I think is set back in the late 1990s. And yeah, so it'd be good to have something new and fresh. So
yeah, we do have, I don't know if you have all the latest guidebooks, but we just came out with Guide's Greatest Survivor Stories. There are many guidebooks out there as well that you may or may not have use for there. But yeah, let me get I'll send you all the Tucker books and a Good Humor Guy.
Yeah, and that would be wonderful. We would love that so much. So just to recap, we have this website that's a certification for young writers. We have an Instagram site that they can go to see a new comic every week.
Every week.
You're very prolific. You must be ADHD. And and then there's the Tucker Barnes Adventure Series. That sounds wonderful. And hopefully we can just get this news out of what you are producing for young people.
We have a focus at Guide on true stories. And so the certification course and the things that happen at guidemagazine.org and in the print publication reflect our desire to show not only how God might work, but how he does work and how he has worked in people's lives.
Yes.
And that can be the most powerful testimony of all.
Yes. Well, we've come to the end of our show. Thank you so much for spending this time with us. I have one last thing to say, and that is God bless.
You have been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media. Be sure to join us on Facebook. Just type in the name Homeschool Companion. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word. mrgmediaministries.com.